This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You had Francisco Lindor with BT and Sal here on The Fan yesterday. So the first few questions when they first brought him on surrounded Lindor's early days with the Mets, which, as we know, didn't go so well and looked like his tenure here was maybe headed for disaster with the big contract and everything. So after giving an answer about that on a question from BT, he started to transition, but Lindor maybe still had the guard up a little bit.
Your accountability is what has kept you in great graces. I mean, it's different though, scuffling here, and I don't want to make this about scuffling too much because the Sal said you didn't win the MVP.
It
easily
like,
could have.
It sounds like that's what you guys want to talk about.
No. Francisco, I'll do this to you.
And then BT did explain what he was getting at before moving forward.
I want you to know what we've talked about so we can get to the better place that you deserve. And I mean that sincerely.
I appreciate that, man.
I can't be any more forthright than I am right now. If you didn't have the heart and the talent and the mind, I don't think that you do. I don't think that it would have worked out for you. That honestly, here, like
this,
you,
this,
you are now
like me.
You are
drunk,
now one of the megastars in the city,
okay, groomsman.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, so I actually think I had a couple texts like that from you early on.
Oh my
hey,
god!
By the way, let me ask you: didn't I say something about the heart and the mind?
You did say something about the heart and the mind. Yeah, you did. It was.
Was it about Lindor though?
No,
okay. I think
it was about greatness. You put the heart and the mind together, and that's how you achieve greatness, I think.
So what, you're saying BT's lifting that now with his conversation with Francisco?
Yes, sounded like it.
Mm. Conversation?
There was a conversation.
That was like, see, I know you appreciate that because that's how long your questions were.
That wasn't a question, though. That was more of an explanation.
You make a statement, and then you would ask a question.
Is that why Sal had to re-record the question for the promo?
What now? What
they've
is
made
this?
A promo out of this, and he definitely re-recorded a question. It has to be because one of the questions that was asked or one of the statements that was given to Francisco Lindor was so long they couldn't make a promo out of it.
You guys already discussed this here this morning?
No.
Do you have the promo?
Yeah, I want to, because I was listening to some of the...
It has to be 100%.
Yeah, here is it. All right, Eddie's going to need a minute to get that. All right, well, while he does that, they did move on to 2025, and obviously big expectations for the Mets and Sal trying to draw a line in the sand, perhaps, for the Subway Series.
You guys also stole Juan Soto away from the Yankees. One thing you've been very good at, even from your first year with the Mets, is competing against the Yankees at a high level. Are you a better team than the Yankees?
I feel like we are in a really good spot until we go out there and play against them, and we're going to see what's going to happen at the end of the year.
All right, so he took the correct approach there. You don't want to give any, you know, bulletin board material or anything like that. Rest of that sequence with Lindor finishing his answer and then Sal taking one more crack at it.
Nobody really cares and pay attention to what we did or they did last year. You know, at the end of the day, we got to go out there and get it done this year.
I understand that. I respect that answer. I'm just trying to do simple math. Like, you swept them last year head-to-head, and then you stole Juan Soto away, Francisco. Come on! Does it mean something to you to be the premier team in this town?
Well, you got to earn that.
I want to be the best team in the big leagues.
That's a good answer right there.
I want to be the best team in the big leagues.
See, that's the promo.
The best team in the big leagues?
No, that is the answer.
Okay.
But it's definitely re-recorded.
But wait a second. was it not just because Sal kind of circles back and like, isn't it important to be the, you know, best team in town or whatever? No?
If you hear it, there's the definitely a studio recording that happens. Maybe it's when he's introducing him, like they decided to do it that way. But it's 100% re-record.
Okay.
100%.
Well, sometimes these things have to happen.
But you know, Sal is just needling BT is what he's doing.
Well, that and he's not really trying to get Lindor to...
Yeah, but he's not, but by asking the question the way that he is, he's actually needling his partner.
Which I'm sure he knows because you heard BT say you got to earn that.
And he's needling the Yankee fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Knows what he's doing. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, poor Eddie's got to go through every goddamn promo we have now to go find that one. I think we did play it. Oh, you got it. Okay, you finally had it. All right, so this is it right here.
It's BT and Sal, middays 10 to 2 on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
BT and Sal on The Fan with Francisco Lindor.
Were you worried that Pete was going to leave the Mets?
No. That wasn't the one I was talking about. It goes into the other... There's another Sal question, but that obviously, that him introducing Francisco Lindor was not the way that it happened. But there's another one where he goes, the premier team in town, and he goes, I want to be the best team in the MLB. That's fine. I'm just saying.
Is there a chance, though, he didn't actually go re-record the question, but they just spliced together the sequence to cut it down for
the point
promo
being
length?
That you played a minute and a half of BT talking before Francisco Lindor did. So I said maybe that's the reason why they had to do that with the promo. All right, this is the one here. Here we go.
It's BT and Sal, middays 10 to 2 on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
BT and Sal on The Fan with Francisco Lindor. Does it mean something to you to be the premier team in this town?
I want to be the best team in the big league.
Totally redone.
You can't get anything by me.
You're right.
Yes.
Does it mean something to you to be the premier team in this town?
Yeah. There's like a little cough there in the background. So.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, like, you are a radio... expert. Like, you can hear
detective.
Sniff that right out.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm usually pretty good at that when I'm watching like a movie or a show. I'll say to my wife, I'm like, oh, that was redubbed. And she'll be like, what are you talking about? But I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Very sharp on your part.
You know, by the way, since Al announced his fundraiser, are you doing one over in Staten Island?
We're going to do something for sure in Staten Island, and Pat Boyle and I are also working on something in Jersey, probably a couple of guest bartending events.
Nice.
So in Staten Island, to their credit, they offered to do like something much larger. I don't know if we're prepared to go down that path.
But if it's larger, you are prepared.
Like they're willing to open up to doing something larger. I don't know that we'll be able to get enough people there to make that worthwhile for them is what I'm saying.
All right.
But our team is, we're coming along. I don't know if you've been watching.
All right. Yes, I've been watching.
We actually added not one, but three members through the auction.
Great. Yes.
For the,
awesome.
We're in good shape.
That's good.
Looking forward to it.
You're doing a great job, CeeLo.
I'm very proud of you, CeeLo.
Pat on the back there.
Appreciate
it. Little Narpossian.
Yeah.
What is he up to on his page?
You're almost up to what, 9,000?
We're, I think, a shade over 9, and it's actually closer to north of 11 because the auction money hasn't come in just yet.
Boom!
So is he in the lead now?
No.
But we're well represented.
He's doing really good, though.
He's third.
Yeah.
Yep. Looking at it now.
He's kicking some ass and taking some names.
You know, Jerry Cahill, 20,915. Team Boompa, 16,435.
Come on, CeeLo Army. Let's get going.
Listen.
And WFN NARPS 9,099.
Anybody with one of those cysts, yeah, come on.
You're doing like, and again, Boomer has 5 and agains, and Cahill's got 5 and agains. So we'll just judge it by what we see here.
That's fair.
You're good.
You're doing great.
We are riding the momentum from a couple Fridays ago.
Yes.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you get your bike yet?
I'm actually, I think I mentioned to you off the air, my uncle is very big on taking care of repairing.
Yeah, I mean, can't your uncle Cam come through with a bike?
So I think I'm going to be able to go through him for that rather than
you
have to
think?
Go. Yeah, yeah.
Go
so the answer is no.
No?
No, the answer is not no.
Yeah, it is.
Is it your mom's brother or your dad's brother?
My mom's brother.
Tell your mom, get your brother-in-law.
I don't have to tell. It's my uncle. I can deal
but
with it.
But the question was, do you have your bike yet? So the answer is no. No.
Physically in my possession, no, I do not.
So no.
No, but it's also, you know, March 12th, so.
And again, no.
Again, March 12th. It's going to be here before you know it. I'm just telling you.
I don't think it's going to take, 6 weeks for me to acquire a bike.
You're going to have to ride a little bit before you get going.
Sure. Weather's starting to turn, which is great.
Right.
The last couple of days have been nice.
You know, the nice thing is if you do something in Staten Island, you can get Tom Izzo to show up. He's a big stud over there.
I'm sure. But that one right place over. That was mentioned, that's like on the other side of the island. So. Takes a million years to get there. For
a million years, right?
So Eddie's talking you out of it.
Yeah, no. Well, what about all the people that have to, go through all of Staten Island all the time to get to Manhattan? So, I mean, if you live in Staten Island or on Staten Island, whatever the proper term is there, you can go from one side to the other.
According to Izzo, it's easier to get to Manhattan from his house than it is to get to that place.
I don't disagree. What I'm saying is the Jersey folks that have to do all of Staten Island and then Brooklyn and then amazing.
That is the worst.
It is amazing how you have been here for as long as you've been here, and still, even when you get compliments, you somehow step in it in another way. Like, we're like, Seal, are you doing a great job?
Yeah,
you have
I said,
a bike?
Thank
no,
you.
I don't have a bike. It's March 12th. March 12th? It's not March 12th. Just lie.
Lie?
Just be like, I got a bike. It's sure, awesome. Yeah. Thanks, lie. Boomer. I'm on top of it. I've been riding. I'm getting in shape. And that's a good job there, CeeLo. Every time, I don't have a bike.
Lying could never backfire, right? Especially with Boomer. Oh, yeah. What kind of? You got a picture of the bike? Let me see the bike. Send me a picture when you get
He's
home.
He's not going to do that. If you would have said, I got the bike.
Gio, if you should see the detailed text messages he was sending me while he was in the Dominican Republic about the trade deadline for the NHL, breaking down Mikko Rantanen's
different.
Contract situation.
That's different. He's
the man
not gonna,
loves the details.
Yeah, he loves the details about the Rangers and all that stuff. But if you tell him you got a bike, he'll be like, that's great.
Listen, I'm a man of integrity. What can I tell you?
Hey, at the end of the day, he's going to be there, and he's raised a lot of money already. By the way, out of, I think, other than you, because you raised more than he did.
Yes.
And you are continuing to raise,
number?
Although
I
you're
beat
not riding.
Your number over there, tough guy.
Yeah, but although he's not riding, he's still raising money, which is amazing.
No, it was significant. It was over 20. It was a couple years ago, but it was over 20.
Right. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
just, you got to work your ass off now.
You're doing great.
Yes.
I said you were doing great.
And I said, thank you.
Somehow you're yelling at me now over this. Because,
you're still stepping in it. Just lie to the man.
You are. It's amazing. Like, you can't even, it's like you can't take a compliment and get out of here feeling good about yourself without
I would have if there wasn't a follow-up that I needed to then answer to.
Well, just get your crap together so you can give them the right answers.
My crap is together. We're all good.
Doesn't sound like you don't have a bike.
Again, I'm failing to understand why you're so concerned.
Did your uncle live in California?
No, he lives in Queens.
You can't understand why we care if you have a bike for the 40-mile bike tour?
No. I can't understand why you're so wrapped up on March 12th when the event is on May 4th.
Well, first of all, this was the thought process that you had 2 weeks ago before we started talking about it.
Okay, but raising...
And then we started talking about it, and all of a sudden now you realize that you're actually in deep...
No, I don't... I'm not concerned about
the bike. But you don't have a bike yet.
Okay. All right.
See what I mean?
Going round and round the circle.
Right. Exactly. You can't win.
You can go to.
Right. Correct.
You're in the quicksand.
Whether I lie or tell the truth, I can't win.
No, you could have lied and won. I'm telling you, you could have just said, I got this bike, I'm riding, man. This is, you were right, Boomer. You were right. I needed to get that bike, and I'm on top of it now, and it's a big stress off my back, and I'm ready to go.
Okay.
And then, boom, would have been on
right.
it.
And by the way, just don't go to social media and complain about it, all right?
Speaking of, you can't
do
win.
The old passive-aggressive.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
You can't win. You got the Ranger highlight. Right.
It's going, the highlight. You mean the low light?
Well, how about, how about the, well, listen. Matt Rempe gets a penalty for getting pushed into Connor Hellebuck
2 minutes for being Matt Rempe. Yeah.
It's such a screw the Rangers spot and screw that particular player.
Right. They scored. They go down one.
They played tough last night.
They did have some chances later.
Pitch pass deflected. Miller shoots. That's blocked. Rebound! Deflected. Went wide. Wide open net for Zibanejad. That shot knocked down in front. Zibanejad swings, didn't get it.
Now look, he's been playing much better. He scored last night.
Yeah, he did.
So, but that
group looks fine. It's just like, you know, Lafreniere's not doing anything. Vincent Trocheck's not really doing much. I mean, those are the guys that got to score. They got to win the game. Yeah. Those are the stars.
Something's still off about this group. I don't know what it is. We may never know.
Whether it be Kreider or something, you think?
Yeah, it's the whole situation. Him before the game yesterday asked about his name being out there at the trade deadline, and he said, "I've enjoyed my time here."
And that's a weird
past tense.
Thing.
I don't know.
Weird.
Fascinating.
Yes. Turn to the C4 here. He needs a little shot of adrenaline to stay away from it.
That I didn't even realize. I wasn't even doing that on purpose.
All right, fine. Real quick before I go, here's a shot of adrenaline for you.
Meyer down the right wing side. Has some room as he gains his own step. It's score!
Yeah, Matty.
He whipped it home off the iron. Timo Meyer makes it 4-2.
There you go. Whipped it home. Devils win 5-3 over Columbus. The Islanders lost to the Kings 4-1. You get the Knicks and the Trailblazers tonight in Portland. The Nets did lose to the Cavaliers 109.
How about the Knicks? They got the Trailblazers. They got the Warriors. Then they come home and play Miami. And then they got to go.
Yeah, they have a tough schedule the rest of the way.
I mean, this is so weird. Like, they got Portland, Golden State. Then they come home to play Miami. And then they got to go back on the road to San Antonio.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
Gio says, wake me for the first round
whatever.
Of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like real. I mean, it's whatever. It's a stupid NBA schedule. Our breakfast is in there, so let's go to break.
Okay.
Right, 3 minutes late to the break.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.